The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Lots of talk about secession here this evening, and would hope that there's more talk going on off of our airwaves. People talking at the dinner table or at the so-called water cooler or wherever it is that people talk should be talking about secession because, as I was pointing out before, we can make this real by talking about it. We can convince people, overcome these objections, these fear-mongering objections, by talking about this issue. And the more the issue becomes discussed, the more popular it will become, in the same way that it's happened over in the UK, in Scotland, where the votes are still being counted. It's about 2 in the morning over there. And I don't think there's any official word as of yet, but if you've heard differently, feel free to reach out to us here at 855-450-FREE. The Guardian actually has a page that is kind of giving detailed results on what is happening out there. There's results for Orkney, wherever the hell that is, Orkney in Scotland, 67% voting to stay in the UK with 32.8%. Voting to leave. Their turnout, the voter turnout there, 83%. But the analysis says it's not a surprise. Orkney is one of the most pro-union authorities in Scotland. In the Paddy Power list of authorities, the most likely to vote yes, it was 6th from the bottom. So, yeah, so apparently that was expected. What's the final result going to be? We might not know until tomorrow at some time. We'll certainly keep you in the loop as we learn more. And the we tonight on the show includes me, Ian.
Rob.
And the Lauren Objectivist Girl.
Rob, by the way, is the host, or one of the hosts, of the Rebel Love Show at rebelloveshow.com. It's a weekly thing.
It is a weekly show, yes. Though we were kind of on hiatus for the moment. I was traveling for a week and a half. Joelle was as well, going on vacation. I was gone on the other side of the continent. So
yes.
We're bringing it back.
Bringing it back. When's the next show?
This Wednesday.
All right, excellent. Yeah. And you guys put it up on YouTube, rebelloveshow.com. It's also posted to Free Keen for those of you following there. And Lauren, you said you just started up a new show, or you're going to be starting
one? Oh, yeah, I'm doing
an old show, a new old show? What's going on?
So I'll give you the short version. So, of course, I do my show, Objectivist Girl, on YouTube, and you can find out absolutely everything I do from my Facebook. So you really should just like me on Facebook, and you'll know everything I'm doing all the time.
But not everyone's on Facebook, so the website.
YouTube, I'm on YouTube as Objectivist Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I am being broadcast on Liberty Movement Radio with my show with Calvin Thompson, which used to be with Carlos Morales. But
Services agent.
He's a whistleblower now.
Yeah.
And it was great doing the show with him, and I wanted to continue doing the show because there was such a high demand for it. And when I dropped out, it was like a very big – it was like a coup. And so I found a new co-host, and he's awesome. And he's really the only person I could see replacing Carlos.
So is that linked to over on ObjectivistGirl.com? That's your website,
no,
right?
But I should do that. That's like really – a good idea. But yeah, you can hear it on Liberty Movement Radio on Mondays at 8. And then, of course, I do my Voluntary Virtues live Objectivist
Mondays
show.
At 8? You're competing with Free Talk Live?
How dare you?
I am. I'm sorry. I mean, when am I not? You guys are always on. It's ridiculous.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, yes. I've actually been watching the results on BBC World News.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that if Scotland wins its independence, it would actually bolster the pro-secessionist movement and give them more ammunition on a peaceful, leaving of the country.
Because you mean in the U.S.?
In the U.S. So that means
yes.
Like if New Hampshire left, they could say, hey, look how Scotland did it peacefully. Look how Czechoslovakia split peacefully. Why can't we leave peacefully?
All right, that was the point we were making earlier. Is if this works out, we are going to see a huge spike in polls that are about people supporting secession.
If there was any violence, it really would be from the federal agents, the federal government. They're the ones that would probably shoot first, not any state that tried to leave them.
Definitely. I agree with that. And also that there's also a thing where Belgium may be splitting into two or three different countries because of some of their issues.
That's...
And also, I don't see America being the same way 100 years ago, not even 20 or 50 years from now, because as the federal government becomes more and more intrusive and just totalitarian, people are going to want to leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the number of people who are leaving California and coming to Texas to work because their companies are leaving, because the companies are leaving the totalitarianism of that state.
Same thing with New York.
Oh, yeah.
I think if New Hampshire seceded, like, you would see a large amount of people move here for more freedom, just besides people that move for the Free State Project. And you'd also see a lot of boom in this economy here with all those people coming with money because they want to build a freer society, but also because they want to work for, you know, make more money and be free.
So don't wait for the rush. Move now. Yeah, get move it on now. The ground
right.
There you go.
You want to be one of the first to come here. You actually brought up countries that were considering secession, and I actually have the list here. There's, of course, Scotland, Venice, Catalonia, Quebec, Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Nope. I would know that one. Transnistria. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing, Orkney is they're the Orkney Islands, which are like right north of the islands that are, I believe, right north of Scotland, if you want to know where that's at.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the heads up. Anything else you want to add in?
That's it.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's continue here with Tom in Nashville, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, by the way, it was a number of years ago. It was actually Ian, Mark, and Julia. I called in. I remember because my question, it was a word trap. How many years have we been fighting a war in Iraq?
I am not fighting in Iraq.
Somebody said, that's right, that was word trap that I posed, and somebody said 4 years, and that's when I introduced you people to that one, which I said, I have not been fighting any war in Iraq, and neither have any of you guys. See, now, Julia...
So you deserve credit for that one, huh, Tom? Thank you for that. I mean, that was that's a good one, because it's something that I think really stuck over time, and Free Talk Live has, at least my side of the studio, when our normal co-host is here, I'm always on Mark when he messes that one up. Always jumping on him.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're on top of that, Ian. I want to learn to stop.
It's almost it's a pet peeve of mine. It's really frustrating to me.
Well, I'm glad. Then we should hang out more often.
Go ahead, Tom.
I remember it because I was saying neither have any of you guys, mm-hmm. and of course I was using the word guys in a more general sense. But there was other ones like which amendment to the United States Constitution gives you the right to freedom of assembly, and what percentage of the victims of drug asset forfeiture over the years have been innocent victims? Of course, they're all innocent. Just because they're selling cocaine doesn't make them any less innocent. But what I'm disappointed at seeing this election cycle is if the Free State Project is so big, I guess they're not signing up much with the Libertarian Party, because if the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire was successful in getting these Free Staters in there, they'd have more Libertarians on the ballot. You got a pitiful number of
the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire is a pitiful Libertarian Party, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight.
Now, there's a lot of Free Staters that won through the primaries, but none of them ran as
Libertarians. Right. So these are probably the people who the Free State Project participants, listeners just tuning in, the Free State Project is an idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same place. The three of us in the studio are all Free State Project participants. We've all been early movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Anyway, people are running for political office, and they're winning. There are something like a dozen, 11 or 12 Free Staters in the state legislature already. Maybe at the end of the elections this year, we'll have more than a dozen if all goes well, you can't plan these things, but if all goes as hoped.
Yeah.
But yeah, none of them are running as actual Libertarian Party members, and the reason for that primarily is because it's just easier to run as a Republican or Democrat. It's incredibly difficult, not just in New Hampshire, but in all kinds of states across the United States, to get ballot access as a third party, whether it's the Libertarians, Greens, we've got the New Hampshire Liberty Party here as well. It's very difficult because you have to collect thousands of petition signatures, whereas why would you want to do that when you could just go pay a small fee and register as a Republican or Democrat? It just doesn't make sense to run as a Libertarian. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free right here. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more to say about secession here. In fact, we started a Slate article that was inspired by the Scottish secession movement, sort of focusing on New Hampshire, or not New Hampshire, but there's actually some folks from Vermont's secessionist movement, which arguably is a little stronger than the New Hampshire one. The Vermont one's been going on for longer.
For now.
Yeah, and they've actually got, they actually run political candidates there in Vermont who
yep.
have a secessionist platform. So we're starting to emulate that here in New Hampshire as well. When I ran for governor this year,
mm-hmm.
secession was my number two issue after marijuana decriminalization.
And you didn't call it independence, you actually called it secession?
Yeah, I kind of use them interchangeably, but you're right. It's safer to say independence.
It really is. People are much more receptive to it. I would say, and that's why I don't use selfish. I use rational self-interest.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yes.
We're going to continue that discussion. But also, coming up in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, happening October 4th through October 6th is Coins in the Kingdom. It's a Bitcoin party. This isn't your average convention. It's a Bitcoin party happening at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Now, Free Talk Live is going to be there broadcasting live, but all kinds of other great folks from both the Liberty and Bitcoin worlds are going to be there. Jeremy Gardner from the Cryptocurrency College Network, Jason King from Sean's Outpost, Charlie Shrem, Bitcoin Pioneer, Kyle Drake of Project Skyhook, even Pamela Morgan from Empowered Law, MK Lords from Bitcoin Not Bombs, Davi Barker, Will Pangman, so many different names. You can go to coinsinthekingdom.com, get a full list of all the speakers that will be attending Coins in the Kingdom. It's happening at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October 4th through Monday, October 6th. Tickets are just $60. The only other convention I know that's that affordable is Keenvention. We'll tell you about that later on. But go check out coinsinthekingdom.com. If you haven't yet been to a Bitcoin gathering like this and you can make it, please show up. This is the most affordable Bitcoin gathering or convention or whatever or party that I've ever seen. $60 for the whole weekend. Now, obviously the $60 doesn't get you into Disney World. For those who've never been to Disney World, there's a whole world. There's the park and then there's Disney World where they have hotels and other things like that. So we're going to be at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista. We'll be broadcasting live. Hotel rooms are cheap too. $99. Kids under 12, admitted free. Fun is mandatory. Come celebrate the magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Wait, are libertarians trying to tell me what to do? They're trying to tell me that fun is mandatory? Nothing is mandatory. Don't tell me what to do.
Well, if you're going to be a grump, then maybe they'll kick you out. It's private property.
It is their party.
That is true.
Nobody likes a party pooper.
Okay, all right. I agree with you. I mean, they get to make the rules. It is their party. So I will consider coming and having mandatory fun.
Coinsinthekingdom.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And I want to continue the story here from Slate, but Lauren, you actually had an answer to the objection, this sort of age-old fear about seceding. Oh, what if the feds roll in tanks? Or what if somebody else attacks? Is there an answer from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence?
So I've been referencing this page all night. It's nhindependence.org, and this is under the facts section. And the question is, couldn't this turn violent? Won't the United States military bomb us and invade us if we peacefully declare our independence? And this is their response, and I find this to be a very convincing argument. The Foundation is absolutely committed to a peaceful separation from the United States. We firmly believe that there is no room for a civilized modern Western nation to resort to violence simply because some of its people choose to peacefully go their separate ways. It is true that convincing the government in Washington of this may take some work. Fortunately, history is on our side. In 1991, the Soviet Union, a brutal communist dictatorship that ruthlessly murdered millions of its own citizens, watched 14 of its member states repudiate the Soviet ideology and declare their independence. There was no bloodshed and no attempt to reconquer the newly free nations. Furthermore, the same pattern is played out across the globe for the past 100 years. Mm-hmm. In the 1900s, there were between 50 and 60 sovereign nations in the world. Today, there are nearly 200. The great centralizing trend of the 19th century has been completely reversed. Today, the future belongs to smaller nations and local control. The Foundation believes that the time is right for this decentralizing trend to take root in the United States. Now, more than ever, American citizens in New Hampshire and elsewhere distrust the federal government and understand that bureaucrats in Washington are ill-equipped to micromanage the lives of free people. And, you know,
absolutely. There was another Rasmussen poll I was looking at where 60 plus percent of Americans think that the federal government does not have the consent of the governed. A lot of people are upset.
And by the way, they cited that in the 1900s, there were between 50 and 16 sovereign nations in the world. They did cite their source. It is from the Guinness Book of Answers in 1976. So I just want to make that clear that it is credible information.
I didn't know there was another Guinness book. I always thought it was the Guinness Book of World Records. I guess there's a
second
Guinness book.
No, there's the Book of Answers.
Huh.
Do you know about the Book of Answers?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Learn something new every night here on Free
Talk Live. I know. I love this show.
So what they're arguing is that the history, the recent history of secession has been peaceful. That it hasn't really been.
It really has. I mean, if the Soviet Union, one of the most brutal countries ever, could let go of 14 member states, I mean, you'd think little old New Hampshire could pull it off.
Especially in today's age. In today's age, there's no way you're going to see, you know, violence of Americans killing Americans. Like, I don't see that happening in 2014 or anytime.
It would be insane. I mean, that, if anything would destroy the federal government's legitimacy more, it would be attacking people within the United States. Because Americans can easily not care about people in other countries, and I think it's sad that they don't.
Well, that was a perfect example, like the whole Nevada, that Bundy Ranch situation. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a standoff between federal agents and a bunch of Americans with guns. Defending that ranch. No one was shot. There was a stand down. They went their separate ways.
And the feds backed off.
And all eyes, if we secede, all eyes will be on us.
When we secede.
When we secede.
Make it real.
And we, as in New Hampshire,
yes.
Secedes. All eyes will be on us. Mm. Everyone will know that if the federal government comes over here and attacks us, everyone in the country is going to be up in arms about it. They are. Because,
at least a lot of people are.
Because they'll still consider us, I mean, we'll still have family in other parts of the country. And there will be people coming on board to defend us. I mean, it will not be a quiet thing. This will not be something that people don't notice. They're not going to attack us and people aren't going to know about it.
Hopefully it inspires other states around the Union to also secede.
It could be a domino effect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You'll see whole regions leave.
I guarantee you if New Hampshire does, when New Hampshire does it, Texas will follow. I'm betting on Texas.
Just within the last 6 years, the discussion in the media about secession has been present. It's been talked about. After 2012 elections, there was a lot of buzz about secession, and maybe we'll see more of that in the future, hopefully with Scotland seceding. We're keeping our fingers crossed, but I don't want to get my hopes up too high. It's still anybody's game out there. We're going to continue to give you more on this. In fact, I want to continue the Slate article, which is sort of bouncing off of the Scottish secession and talking about what are the secession movements here in the United States. They're interviewing Kirkpatrick Sale from the Middlebury Institute in Vermont, which is one of the big pushers of the idea of secession. The Middlebury Institute for the Study of Separatism, Secession, and Self-Determination. Their website, MiddleburyInstitute.org. Not the prettiest site, but they're doing good work. We're coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You ready to secede or are you scared?
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin, MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We have time for you if you want to dial in toll-free. By the way, no one on Skype yet tonight. You can dial in on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. All you need to do is send a contact request first. You can't call unless you send the contact request first. You'll be approved, and then at that point you can easily call in on Skype from that point forward. So username on Skype to connect
maybe
to is...
We may approve you, but nobody will actually know if you aren't approved.
Is lrn.fm. I approve everybody.
I'm just kidding.
I approve 100%. It's just that if you have the approval process, it keeps just random people from calling, I guess.
Right.
And as a listener, the Skype call sounds so much better.
Doesn't
than
it?
Phone calls.
It's like a commitment level. Like, they have to decide to commit to, like, subscribing. To like.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You commit to us.
It has to be important to you.
So, Skype username, lrn.fm. Plenty of time here for your calls and thoughts. We were actually, in the last hour or something like that, I started this article from Slate, and it's about secession within the United States, which I think is a wonderful idea. States should leave, and individuals should secede, too, in my opinion. But, you know, I like the idea of states seceding, too. The more decentralization we can have in the world, the better off everybody's going to be, the more choices that people will have of places to live. So we'll get back into that story. They're interviewing Kirkpatrick Sale from the Middlebury Institute. He's one of the big names in Vermont for the Vermont secessionist movement, which is a relatively strong thing from what I understand. I think their governor, their candidate for, I think it's lieutenant governor there, I think he pulled over 5% of the popular vote in, and I don't remember which year it was, but it was within the last decade, I do believe. So we'll give you more information about that. But first, let's go to Will. He's listening in Tallahassee to WVFT. Hey, Will.
Will Dance. I have the actual morning show on 93.3 VFT, and I love having you guys on in our evening lineup. I call you my show prep. I listen to you guys when I'm out and about, and no, we love having you guys at Free Talk Live. But talking about secession, I have often said, if you read the 1872 secession letter of South Carolina, if we're not there, well, then I'll kiss your white rear end. The United States has become so centralized and away from where we, where I believe or even our founding fathers envisioned it, or even what free men should actually even be like. But my point is, how do we secede without, and I believe one of your co-hosts mentioned it tonight. My biggest fear is not that the second shot will be heard around the world. My biggest fear is who will pull the trigger. The federal government will try and entice the populace, as they did at the Bundy Ranch and several other locations, to fire the first shot. Then they have all the reason they can and all the reason they need to invoke martial law, slaughter. You know, it's what every government's always said. Well, it's an uprising, and we're quelling it. How do you prevent A, infiltrators into the free talk movement or the free state movement to where, you know, I see these guys out at this Clive and Bundy incident where they're strapped to their guilds and don't believe, look, I'm a carry guy.
Yep.
But guys, when you are wearing it out in open display and not having it at the ready, I'm one of those at the ready kind of guys, then you allow those who are not part of what you believe to infiltrate your movement. And all of a sudden, one of them fires the first shot. The federal government goes, see, it came from right on that ridge. And now we have every excuse to kill every one of these people because they're all armed terrorists.
Yeah. You know, there's an argument. There's an argument and there's a theory out there that the firing on the fort that started the Civil War was a false flag, that it was an agent provocateur, that it wasn't actually the South firing on the fort, that it was somebody from the federal government doing that to create the excuse. And so it's a totally legitimate concern that you have, and I don't have an answer for it.
At the end of the day, it's the federal government literally aggressing against peaceful people just because they're standing there defending themselves. Even if they fired first in a hypothetical situation, which I wouldn't want to see that even happen, the fact of the matter is there's a huge group of armed men on the other side of the ridge called the federal government, threatening to kill everyone there.
You just have to...
And that's the delicate balance, guys, that worries me the most. I'm all for it. Look, I'm all for decentralization. My biggest fear is that the bloodbath that will have to occur...
It doesn't have to.
But it doesn't have to, but the federal government's going to make sure that it does. Demonize those.
As I said before, sure. I mean, there's reason to believe through history that that they're not going to attack New Hampshire. But also, I don't think that it would be in their best interest. I think, honestly, and this may seem far-fetched, I think that there would be a few countries that would come to our aid.
Well, I don't think that. So.
But no? at the end of the day, though, like for me,
not Scotland.
I believe in freedom and independence for New Hampshire. The federal government may come down. They may not. Who knows? But at the end of the day, I'm going to stand up for what I believe.
Well, we can't hold back based on the fear.
And I agree, guys. Like I said, I agree 100%. I just share my fears with you.
It's a legitimate fear. I'm not saying it's not.
Look at it from this perspective, Will. So as was pointed out earlier, I know you guys are getting the first hour, I think, there in Tallahassee right now. But we've been talking about secession all night, and you're calling live in our third hour of the show. So we've covered a few of these things that we'll be hitting if you're in Tallahassee in a little while. But was pointed out, Lawrence pointed out that in the past, or in the recent past, the last 100 years, secessions have been relatively peaceful in comparison. And if you go back to, the Civil War, there's an argument that today the same tactics wouldn't be successful because we have video, we have internet streaming today. Anybody that's trying
to...
to anybody that's trying to be an agent provocateur, they can be outed. I was talking the other night on the show about if you're in a crowd of people at some sort of activist event, you suspect somebody there as an agent, you can always make a sign up with the word cop and an arrow pointing downward and stand behind the person with it just to give everybody a heads up on who the bad guy is. But also, right. when you're doing activism, and you're doing activism publicly, whether it's a secession movement or it's just going out and smoking pot in Central Square, as we've done in the past here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can't control who shows up. If it's public activism, that's one of the problems with doing public activism, is anybody can show up and they can say and do anything they want, and then some people will look at that and they'll think, oh, well, they're all together, and because that guy's a bad person, they're all bad people. That's just something that you have to deal with, and the best way to deal with it is to let people know who come into your group of activists who start talking about violence, who start advocating for violence. Let those people know this is not acceptable discussion, that it won't be tolerated, and that they need to change how they approach things, or they will find themselves on the outs of that particular movement. Besides communicating and trying to use your, you know, whatever numbers of peaceful people you have against these folks peacefully, that's really all you can do. You can't stop somebody from showing up, pulling out a gun, and firing at the feds. I mean, ultimately, there's not much you can do besides just trying to dissuade people.
I think that when New Hampshire secedes, that it will be a very big PR job. I think that we would need as a state to come together and have a cohesive, peaceful message that we have no intention of doing doing anything violent.
So, Will, you're the host of the morning show on WVFT 93.3 there in Tallahassee. Are you guys covering this issue in the mornings? What's happening? What's the response from your listeners?
We talk about it to a certain extent. We're more of a typical morning show format. We try to get everybody up to speed as to what's going on around them, the manipulation of the two-party election system that's upcoming in the 2014 election. We believe, like you guys do, if you're going to try and run within the parties, why try and step out? You know, we've got a great libertarian government governor candidate here, Adrian Wiley. The problem is he ran on the libertarian ticket. He didn't try and take Rick Scott on in the Republican primary, which I think he would have had a great opportunity to do. You know, Rick Scott and Charlie Crist are demonstrating typical two-party system manipulation, sure, control over the system. And you see a guy like Adrian Wiley fall through the cracks. Our only hope is he's got a big October upcoming debate. He's polling at 17% when he gets
the Libertarian.
That's incredible for a Libertarian.
For Florida, that's also incredible. Yes. I'm a Florida native, so I know how bad it is there.
17% when Quinnipiac and the big dogs put him in the polls, he's getting between 11 and 17%.
I'm very interested in seeing how that pans out. And, Will, anytime you want a Free Talk Live host on your show to chit-chat, don't hesitate to reach out. Get in touch with
you. Guys, I've got my producer working on it on the back channel.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, man. We're coming up.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here in the remaining moments. There's just enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still, the numbers are rolling in from Scotland. Nothing confirmed yet, but certain voting locations, we're starting to see how things are panning out. Some are in favor of yes, some in favor of no. East Lothian, the no camp, is confident of a comfortable victory, looking like a 60-40 split. Turnouts are typically at around 85-90% at the various different polling locations.
Wow.
The Guardian has just this great site, this great page up right now, theguardian.com, where literally as updates come in, it's just bouncing in new updates constantly. So for those of you who want to follow along, that's a great way to do it. We started a story in the earlier portion of the program from Slate.com about the U.S. Side of the secession movement, and I wanted to continue that here because it's relevant to the discussion. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Rob.
And Lauren Objectivist Girl.
Don't forget to check out more of Rob at the Rebel Love Show, rebelloveshow.com, and Lauren, your site, objectivistgirl.com.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So here's the rest of the story. They're talking to Kirkpatrick Sale from the Middlebury Institute. He says, that's an organization for Vermont secession. He says, I don't know what will be sufficient to really move people towards secession. His Middlebury Institute has held multiple conferences on secession. He's published books about the idea, full of arguments that have bounced right off the skulls of average Americans. Sale continues, quote, if the condition of this country is as it is today is not enough to make people want to leave it, I can't tell you what would. If you have no faith in your central government, if Congress has the support of 10-12% of the public, if the president, and that's on a good day, if the president's approval numbers are close to 30% in some states, I don't know why this resentment doesn't translate into secession, which is the only reliable, peaceful way to make change. And of course, I agree completely. Other secessionists are more hopeful. Start with the Texas Nationalist Movement, which has been in close contact with the Scottish Nationalists for years and which is currently using the referendum as a PR and recruitment tool. We are here in Texas where Scotland was many years ago, says Daniel Miller, the president of the Texas group. He says people continually told the Scots that this can't happen, that this is a pipe dream. And then the people of Scotland put their minds to it. That's been one of the major recurring themes of our message, that this is not just about Texas independence. It's about how independence and self-determination are global trends of our time. Miller concedes that his Texans need to do far more of the legwork and math than Scottish nationalists did to come up with proof, though they know it to be true, that an independent Texas would be wealthy and energy independent. But Miller has led the Texas secessionists since 2001, from a time a Texan sat in the Oval Office, not ideal for recruitment, to the momentum-building reign of President Obama. His experiences and the struggles of blue state secessionists have echoed in Scotland. Scottish voters roundly rejected the Conservative Party in 2010's national elections, giving them only one of 59 parliamentary constituencies. The Scottish National Party's leader, Alex Salmond, has promised Scots a social democratic future for Scotland, one in which the Tories could never rule them. And it's worked. The yes vote finally surged as Labour voters became warmer to it. American secessionists realize they need the luck of time and place. The Alaskan Independence Party has performed most strongly when voters have been angriest with the feds. Cascadia Now, a campaign to create a new country from the greenest parts of the Pacific coast, has attracted the most attention when it's looked like Republicans were going to ruin everything for Greater Portlandia. Brandon Letzinger, the director of Cascadia Now since 2005, says, quote, "The most powerful moment we've had was when the government shut itself down. We've never gotten more hits on our webpage than when that happened. If they can't get it together, maybe we need something else. So if the Republicans sweep both the House and Senate, then I really expect our momentum will pick up and take off." But it's unfortunate that it seems like it's the political moves of the nation state in the U.S. that move people one direction or another towards and away from secession, as was pointed out.
Right.
The Vermont secessionist movement had strength when Bush was in office, but died off when Obama got elected.
Which is really sad, because it should be a renaissance of the mind. People should
not
be...
not based on politics.
For me, it does give me hope that liberals, though, are also for secession.
Yes.
All right. Because usually most people who think secession are small government libertarians or conservatives of some sort, but the fact that there's, you know, socialism, Democrats and stuff like that that also don't like the federal government and want to leave it, that also gives me hope that, like, there can be a uniting force, yes.
You know, Ian, I've been thinking about this for a while in my argument for against that fear that people feel. And I can honestly tell you that I have come to the conclusion through the past few hours and thinking about it, that I am actually more afraid to remain part of the United States than I am to secede, because of the violent minions that they send out in their with their shiny badges, and they hurt us every day, and they steal from us every day.
I had a crazy story in show prep about how the military surplus equipment that's been given to police departments are now being given to school police as well. So, like, you know, Bearcats and bomb making things or whatever it is they're giving out.
I mean, we'll go through a period, we may go through a period where the federal government wants to attack us. There may even be violence.
I feel like we're under attack every day.
But, I'm saying. But if we do this, we can end it forever.
We're working on it.
We could end it for always. And instead of living under this regime where we have to deal with it every day, we can get it over with, part ways, hopefully peacefully, but if violently, do the violence now and get out. And that way we don't have to deal with violence for our children.
Yeah. The Scottish referendum, according to Slate, is drawing up a great game plan to use in a future Cascadia 2020 campaign, says Letzinger. Ideally, it would happen in some Ted Cruz-run dystopia from which liberals could not wait to flee, but dystopia may not be enough to shake people loose from the United States. For a little while in the Bush years, a group called Christian Exodus attempted to gather a critical mass of believers to build a new society and country out of a red state. They tried South Carolina for a while, then Idaho. Then they moved on to a campaign of personal secession at home and nullification of federal laws in the states. Ask Christian Exodus's old director, Keith Humphrey, and he'll tell you secession was never going to work. He says, quote, "The people who could have made it work had places to live, commitments at home. They couldn't move. The people willing to move were the kind that had nothing left to lose. They'd already burned bridges with family and friends. They were not very employable. They were not ready for self-government because many of them were getting government benefits." He laughs at the debacle, saying that all the people who love liberty and they're on food stamps. How do you reconcile that ideal with that reality?
Huh.
If all the people involved have socialistic mindsets, then you can't tell them they're going to be better off independent. Now, have you guys heard of this Christian Exodus group before?
No, I've never heard of this before.
So a little bit of a history lesson for you. Christian Exodus literally took the text from the Free State Project website, copied it over to their website, changed a few words, like, you know, adding in Christians, because it's all about Christians separating from the U.S. But they failed, ultimately, like every other Free State Project copycat group has pretty much failed miserably. But the Free State Project's making this work, and it's not a Christian movement. There are atheists and Christians and Muslims and all kinds of people involved in the Free State Project. It's not this niche. The niche, if anything, of the Free State Project is that people here believe in freedom. And so to use the failed Christian Exodus as a, as an example of why this isn't going to work, well, it is going to work. It is working here, and the Free State Project is leading the way.
So I think you made another really good point. I noticed something while you were reading that about, you know, people being willing to get involved once they had nothing left to lose. And I think that secession is inevitable. And I think all states are going to consider that because of the fact that the dollar is failing. We're in economic decline. Eventually, no one's going to have anything to lose because everybody's going to be poor. And so why not at that point? So
at least one thing that secessionist movement around the world have as an option now, as a tool, is that they can use Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. Like, cause a lot of big arguments are like, well, who's going to issue the currency? What would they use for money?
Crypto anarchy.
You know, but we got
Bitcoin. Problem's been solved.
That's already solved.
John's with us in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I think there's two things that secession really needs before it can happen.
Okay.
And that is national debt. I mean, that problem's got to be...
That's not my debt.
Yeah, that's not my debt. I went out of that.
That's their debt.
Pay, but, I mean, unless you want to avoid, like, a civil war, I mean, you really think people's going to let people back out and just keep...
Yeah,
yeah.
Think that. I do.
Let me leave.
You don't think...
Am I free to go?
You don't think the USSR had national debt at the time that they broke apart?
Right. I mean, I'm saying, you know... Right. I'm not saying that we should pay it all, tax it all to us. I mean...
But, don't clue me on that.
Back away. Walk away from it, man. There's no obligation. Unfortunately, we're out of time here tonight, John. Call back tomorrow if you want to discuss this further. I wish we had more time for you, but we don't. Thank you for the call tonight. And Lauren, ObjectivistGirl.com.
Yes.
Rob?
RebelLoveShow.com. And also VRebel.com is my personal site.
VRebel?
VRebel. Just started it.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to checking that out. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com. And go Scotland!
Go Scotland!
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.